是along with the with this Guhya Samaja, the preparation initiations, also to combine a little bit with the Kachin Yishi Gyaltsen, the great Lama, who is just like sun rising in this world, who did the unbelievable benefit of the sentient beings and teaching Buddha. of course, it didn't become known in the West or the other world, but in Tibet, you know, there. So that now his teaching is now benefiting to the world, has been benefiting the world. Kachin Yishi Gyaltsen is one of the great Tibetan Lama there. I mean, born in Tibet, so Tibetan Lama, just like, you know, sun shining in this world, like that, you see, who's a great benefit to done to the teaching of Buddha and the sentient beings. maybe I might have told in the past, I better remember. Actually, how did the Kapon meditation started? Actually, it's from this Lama, from this Kachin Yishi Gyaltsen, from his teaching. The actual evolution, you know, from where the inspiration came, and this one month Kapon course. I mean, there are many courses. They're not only 1 month. But there's through the year there are many courses there, 10 days of fitness, all the 5 days of, you know, many courses happening. So the Kapon meditation course, the inspiration came from the Kachin Yishi Gyaltsen, from his teachings. So maybe just explain a little bit of that. So then you feel the connection. So anyway, Lama and Lama Yishi was kinder than was kinder us. So then myself and the students who was kinder than all the numberless past, present, and future Buddhas. Buddha's supposed to say, kind of all the numberless past, present, and future Buddhas. Why? What's the reason? Kind of. Because there are numberless Buddha suppers who achieved enlightenment. See, who only purpose is to liberate us sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma and delusions, bring us in the full enlightenment. to benefit us, that's the only purpose why they achieve enlightenment. So that they can understand that. but didn't have the karma to actually see those Buddhas. from my side, for example, you see, to see the the numberless Buddhas, past, present, future Buddha in that aspect, you see. So didn't have karma to see in that aspect, that pure aspect, because due to the impure karma, cover the mind, cover, see. the pure karma, you see. the evil karma. So, so did that. could not see him in the pure aspect, and that's for Buddha, you see. So the deities and like that, you see. However, so cannot receive direct guidance from them. But here, in this, in a manifested in ordinary human form, is the Lama Eshe, you see, could see. This one could see. So manifest according to, you know, say the level of my mind or nature of my mind. you see. the impure mind, you see, manifests according to that, you see, ordinary form, you see, show mistakes, you see, showing having mistakes, you see. So, that was according to my own, you see, ordinary mind, mistaken mind. So, so this, I can see directly. So, I can see actually, and can receive guidance, you know. directly. so the teachings, the autonomous advisors, you know. So any, you see, this. There's janangs, or the blessings, the initiation, so, but not from those, not the numbers past, present, future Buddhas, you see, and in that, you see, aspect of Buddha, cannot receive. So, see, whatever difficulties you have, you know, good or bad, whatever you can express, you know, and can receive the bus, you see, directly. So, of course, there's you know, Mithya Buddha, Thara, Madhushuri, Gurudya, Mani Buddha, the numberless Buddhas, but we don't see that way. See, I receive guidance, directly from them with that aspect. See, so with this aspect, you know, didn't explain the teaching to Buddha, teaching taught by, you see, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha with the aspect of good conduct or aspect free from attachment. You see. Or then explain the Buddha Vajradharas, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha manifested Vajradhara, you know, with the deity aspect, you know, the word, the tantra aspect, you know, father, mother, in the, embrace, or, you know, however, in that aspect, then with the conduct of aspect of attachment, you see, then reveal tantra teachings. So then, these, we cannot see to receive those teachings directly from them, but with this aspect that manifests ordinary form, according to one's mind, the ordinary mind that can explain those teachings, you know. Can explain those, you see. so teachings is taught by Thara, teaching taught by Yama, I mean, come from Yamantaka, you see, Guya Samajaja, Sama, all that, you see. So the, that. So therefore, anyway, so kinder than all the numberless past, kinder than numberless Buddhas, present, kinder than present numberless Buddhas, future numberless Buddhas, so that. So that's unexpressible kindness. You see, kinder than them is, you know, this unexpressible, this unbelievable, unbelievable, most unbelievable. How kind it is. So this, you see, manifest something, I say, in this ordinary aspect. You know. So, he's when I said, after His Holiness Dalai Lama, we requested commentary on the Guru Puja, on Mahamudra, many, many years ago. I think remember the first time, first Dharma celebration, we started, Lama started. So, so Dharma Satvishita, first from His Holiness Song Rinpoche, we to the first one, Chö initiation, and so Lama taught to make more available this so that you know, the, it's not that Gelugpa doesn't have Chö practice, you know, to the there is Chö practice, you know. So anyways, that's not the only reason, but part of the reason. However, there's Chö practice. So that was given the very first time. Because if you do that, during the Chö teachings or initiation at the end, which is intergarden, inauspicious. So that's why that was the very beginning then. So someone was gave Guhya Samaja initiation commentary, complete commentary, and then also the Heruka Bodhi Mandala initiation commentary, and also there was Vajogini initiation. So also Chö commentary was done at the beginning of the initiation. Then there might be other initiation, you know, at, other things. And then from His Holiness Dalai Lama, so during that time, first Dharma celebration, so we request to comment on the Guru Puja and as well as Mahamudra. They are composed by Benjamin Lotho Chikadzin. I think it might be third or fourth. Sure, their you know, lineage of the past life of Panchen Lama. Panchen Lama is regarded in Tibet. Manifestation of Amitabha Buddha. We have His Holiness Dalai Lama's manifestations of generosity, compassion Buddha, and Panchen Lama's manifestations of Amitabha Buddha. This is not normally regarded or known. So that. so there. So the Tibetan people are the specialists. They, dulcha means object to be subdued by dim, by generosity, and Amitabha Buddha, like that, you see. So, so again, same thing, the man in China, very strong connection, how to say, that it, I mean, any Buddhist people, they pray Amitabha Buddha, so thing. So, anyway, very fortunate, extremely fortunate. So, so, so later, have met, oh, now it's much more clear. Now it's much more clear. So later, yeah, I went to see His Holiness and and requested Kalachala initiation in Mexico, maybe Russia, I don't remember, in Delhi, and a few places. I just made the request to grant Kalachala initiation. So the so that. anyway, during the teaching, or that during the interview, I think during the teaching, so it was very effective for the mind, you know, very, very beneficial for the mind. So that is almost explained what you know, the definition of the what it means ordinary aspect. So. So that means having delusion, you know, showing having delusions and having this suffering, samsara, you see. Oh, like that, you see. So, however, having, you know, ordinary form, having, showing, having mistakes, so the Buddhism said. so, then this one we can see. Like this, then we can see. We can see and we can receive guidance with this aspect. Without this aspect, you know, then you don't see. We don't see. Say more pure than this, we cannot see. Do not karma. Do not karma to see pure karma. You see. So say, more pure than this. You see, then you cannot receive guidance directly. You know, for that, cannot communicate directly. We can't see it. So the. So I'm trying to remember my track. My talking track. Yes. anyway. So anyway, just mention, yeah, one meditation, one very good meditation is this one, and one Tibetan great geshe, one great geshe, great scholar, highly attained practitioner, don't remember name. So in his Lamrim teaching mentioned that, so you see, you are in the or hall, you see, in the hall, you know, fell in the hall. So, being samsara, you see, being, perhaps there's a fire, you see. So you need to get out of that constant suffer. So then you see you have ropes hanging. There's ropes sent to you from above, you see. So if you hold on to this, if you hold on to this, you know, say, with full reliance, you know, with total trust, reliance, you know, hold on strongly, then you're able to get out. It's the people who are holding the ropes, you know, to the table. So they're like Buddhas, you know, who are above, is the people holding ropes, you know, bringing out the Buddhas, okay? So the rope is like guru, guru. So, yeah. So see, so in this form, in this ordinary aspect, in the guide you see, the numberless Buddhas, you know, past Buddhas. So, in this aspect that, you know, which you are say, with this ordinary mind. We have can see. And carries guidance. So, so the gurus, yeah, that we so the one has, see the, so when we do meditation, you see how many one has, so it's like rope, you know, for you. To hold on to it, to, you know, the with the 100% say with the one pointed mind, you know, tightly hold up, say, with total reliance, then full trust, then you see, then you can get out, so that the you know, the many people above is holding the rope, it's like the Buddhas, not the Buddhas. So that. So, but if one doesn't, but one doesn't hold to this, rely on devote guru, then guru is like the robe, you see, then you don't get, one doesn't do that. story, with the living life with the not one pointed, the reliance or devotion. So then there are a lot of us there. Superstitious thought or there's I guess Tokeva is examining, is a, you know, doubtful examining mind, but not useful examining, you know, not I mean, the examining, there's useful one and there's a harmful one, okay? Fill the superstition and it's the doubts and the, you see, similar to not useful, you see, so harmful. So anyway, so then you see, the number of Buddhas there, but you see, can't judge. You see, can, even how, number how much they wish, compassion, love comes to you, you know, always, you know, I mean, every second, want you guide, want to liberate you from samsara, but no, but cannot. You see, like that. So anyway, and that's the one very useful to say one way to think. So, I mean, the meditation. However, just to finish the story. So, when we, Lama and myself, the Lama and myself, so anyway, the essence, due to karma, due to some very strong karma, so the the, you know, what made us to, you know, to say get involved in this teaching Dharma, to, you know, say, I mean, for so many years to Western people, some time ago, then started connection with the, so here, Singapore, Malaysia, then this, and then much later, Taiwan, so Hong Kong, then Taiwan much later. So however, that's all that is the first, first Western student. The Russian lady, her name is the Princess Zinaida Rizhevsky, but her father was king in Russia, and then there was some revolution happened. They left Russia and they lived in France. She was born the first student. this is not a. This is not the first student. As a student, it's not the first, but it's just, I'm talking about the Western person, the first time. So, so she grew her life, anyway, lived everywhere. When she was younger, so many years she lived in the United States, and I think maybe she became the model. I'm not sure Hollywood or not. I'm not sure whether she was Jonah Hollywood or not. But anyway, a model became a Sims. And, very rich, but also poor. You know, she had all kinds of life. Rich, very rich, but also poor. All kind of life she had. Lived in different countries, Greece, many different countries, you know. All kinds of life she had. So however, then the You know, when they did those years, those early years, when the hippie, you know, the explosion of hippie started, you know, the 1960 or 1963, those years. So anyway, I think maybe started from those times. So anyway, more after that. So anyway, so in just in our case, so she in the West, maybe United States, she saw this book, Lama Govinda, a German professor, I think Lama. He met even in Tibet and through Sikkim, you know, he went to Tibet, Tomo. So I met this great yogi, Tomo Geshe Rinpoche, not the one who passed away in the United States, not that one, but the great yogi who lived in, who built this Tomo Tungka Gumba where I became a monk, you know. I didn't become a monk in Solukhumbu, only after a while I came to Tibet. So who built that monastery, that great yogi, and so who lived in the forest at the beginning then, in the forest, and then the the rich family in the area looking after animals, so you go out to look after animals. So he saw a gorilla or E.T. or snowball man, E.T. or gorilla something, coming, you know, going inside the cave, you see, maybe bringing fruit or whatever. So he was seeing from far. Anyway, yeah, they told, sometimes a monk coming out and like that, you see, from them. Then he went down to, he told the family, and the name of the family is Pompo Chang, so one of the family in the area. So they, so told my family, said, go to see the monk and invite down to live in the shrine room. So the next day he went up to see. He saw the monk. Then the monk, so that was the great yogi, Tomo Geshe Rinpoche. So he accepted and came down, lived in the shrine room at the house, see, for 1 year. Then later he asked the family if they can build a monastery. And they built a monastery. So this was Tomo Tungka Gumba. That's the main monastery, but there's many branches in India, Tibet, many branches, you know. So in the Chiling, the earliest, there are quite a number there. So the Lama Govinda met Tomo Geshe Rinpoche in Tibet in those times. I don't know how much teachings he received, but because the language might be difficult. So then, so anyway, he wrote 2 books. The Way to White Cloud, the first one, then another one, I think Tantra Path and Tantra Experience and the Western Psychology, something like that, you know. So anyway, Zina, she saw this book, in those early times, there was only 2-3 books in the Western language, yeah. So that was one book. The other one is Mary Repa's Life Story. So there was one book in English. Then there's a Book of the Dead, Tibetan Book of the Dead, that's one. I think that's about it. Then there was a letter, there's one book that, a very good English, a very good insensitive, I think one probably is English, live in Thailand. They wrote a book, it was Wheel of Life on the cover, so that came out, you see. So there was only 2-3 books, you know, around those time when the hippie started, you see. So being against the Western social life, what is it? You know, start life, yeah, being against. Come to find to know about life. I mean, it's there. To look for new life. I think it's something. Not sure exactly, so good. And many for religious life, I say. I mean, the Dharma, I say, something truth. So many came to Nepal, India, you know, so, So according to the karma, so as you come to the East, then what happens is according to karma. So you just totally have to cut your karma, you know, what happens to your life, who you meet. So you're coming to look for something for your life, you see. I don't know the truth or however, something beneficial or whatever. I think the drug, you know, the, say, I think the, during those times for many people could be, Buddha's skillful means to break their concept, such an unbelievable fixed mind, fixed idea, fixed about life, you know, so strong, can't change, you know. Such very limited and just want this life, you know. That do not understand the mind can exist without body, you know, no idea. So, well, that is totally unbelievable, gross, you know. Oh, thing you say. So I think there's need something like this, you know. Oh, external, you see, something break their concept, you see, to see deeper, you know. So I think, so then I didn't give it a lot of experience, you see, that say, the mind can travel without the body, and so the many people got experience, so the very, very shock, surprise. This is completely opposite to then the, you know, to what is taught or what is believed in the West, you see, like that. You know, so something deeper, you know, this the experience, you see. So anyway, then they come to look for something to come to East, look for something, really something meaningful in life or something like that, you see. So many young people, you know, that are, give our wealth, material wealth and life, you know, then they come like that. So many meet Hindu, you know, first, and some, you know, yeah, life, no karma to meet Buddhism, and you see, they maybe stay sometime with Hindu religion, then maybe disappear, then maybe, you know, become something else, you know, I mean, change from that. Many, they meet Hindu, you know, for some time, then they come to meet Dharma. Many people like that. You know? So many people, the first time they meet Dharma. So that. So, for example, Raja. So he came from Australia. So he went to Pondicherry, right? Rishikesh. So he went to Rishikesh. He went to Rishikesh. Rishikesh. So where they all the sadhus, they live. Where they, one place where the many sadhus live. So he went to one sadhu, he went there. But I think he didn't have to stay there. But he went to see one sadhu, but the sadhu told him to go to Kapan, to go to Nepal, Kapan Monastery. So, I think it was 1 year. How many months do you spend? Only a short time you spent there. So anyway, it's very interesting. The, you know, individual people's karma. I mean, how you come to meet Buddhism. But many people they never meet. Nothing, you know. Maybe, yeah, follow Hindu for some time, then, you know, so doesn't get satisfied, then leave, so like that. But anyway, then, because this Swami told him to come to go to Kapan. You know, that's very unusual. Very, very unusual. Normally it wouldn't be like that. I mean, you would keep follow your own tradition, you see. You wouldn't send to somewhere. So, But of course, you never know who it is, Swami. Who? So anyway, yeah. Okay. giving direction. Anyway, when we were at the Chilling, was I was sick at TV and Baksa, you know, where I lived 8 years. But the monks, they lived maybe 10 years or maybe 11 years. This prison where Mahatma Gandhiji and Prime Minister Nehru were imprisoned, and when India was under British, but there were so many people killed. So the monks were put there. Monks who wanted to continue study, they were put there, 1,500 monks. Then all those monks who, they can go to work, you know, to make roads, you know, the border of Tibet and many places, you see. the India, those who want to go to work, they send to make roads, and yeah, many places. So I got TB. So I came for the treatment like that, the chilling. So staying in the Trombogisha's monastery, the Gum monastery, which is the end of the road. When you go to Darjeeling, when you arrive at Gum, when you go from train station to the Darjeeling, a little bit after the train station, there's a monastery down below the road, just down below the main road. So that's the monastery where went there many times, lived there for a long time with the Lama. So another teacher who brought me from Tibet, who took care of me in Tibet, become monk at Trombogisha's monastery. So, and that monk is from this monastery, Trombogisha's monastery. So, so when I was saying there, so one younger monk from this monastery saw Zina outside. And he speaks a little bit English, so he thought, might be my friend. But so he opened, Lama and myself in the room, then he opened the door, and, oh, there's your friend, he said. Then she came inside, with the blonde hair. There with the Tibetan sweater, dressed with the Tibetan sweater. I think she must have bought Darjeeling at the bus station, I think. So anyway, then my teacher, the other one, monk from the monastery, he offered big kettle of Tibetan tea, monastery tea, you see, in the huge mug, you know. I don't know what to call it, let me teach you a little bit. The white mark, huge, so filled completely filled with the Tibetan tea. Then she drank, and that day she drank completely, I think. And that's the only day she had Tibetan tea. And after that, I never saw drinking Tibetan tea. So anyway. So then that time I tried to translate just a few, with a little bit broken English, you see. Oh, still broken English, but to Lama, you know. She asked questions, then, you know, if I answered, then Brahma Lama, the Lama gave answers. So that. So she came like that for 1 month, and then every morning, you see, after 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that. And she bring the baby and daughter in the car there with Nepalese, you know, the Aya, Nepalese girl looking after. After 1 month, she asked us to come down, stay with her. So we moved down and stayed 9 months. So the places were quite nice places, but little bit upper. There's two movie places. That's it. So the upper place where there's a movie place, you go a little bit. So there's a in a very big house there, belong to maybe past Indian. In the past, there are many kings in India, so they maybe belong to one of the Maharaj or something. So upstairs, the family from zoo, Darjeeling Zoo lives in their family. So downstairs, she lives downstairs. So we were, Lama and myself, we were living one tiny room in the garden. In the garden. So this is, I think, in the past, maybe the Indian family, where they drink tea or enjoy. You see, yeah, I think. So, one tiny room, all around glass. There's door, this is my bed, the Lama bed. Between this one tiny, one table, between the Lama's bed, my bed, the drawer. So, you know, glass around. So we, you know, small but very pleasant. So anyway, we were there 9 months, sort of that. So during that time, so a little bit in the morning, she comes. So early morning, around 7, 8, when she comes out like 60, 70 years old. Then she spent 2 months, not 2 months, sorry. Two hours in the bathroom. Then she come out like 16 years old. I say 20 or 69 years old. So, yeah, I mean, much of the time like that. So anyway, so, yeah, then she comes for the teaching, but much of the time went telling her life story, you know, she had all kinds of life to pass the world, so much of the time that was that. Anyway, so then, the idea was she wanted to start at the end, you see. She went to Sri Lanka. So the idea was to start a Mahayana center in Sri Lanka. That was our plan. So we were supposed to go to Sri Lanka. So she lived there 1 year. So then she came back. So we need to get a passport and a permit from His Holiness and the Tibetan, you see. the government. So anyway, so she came to Calcutta. We went from Baksa to receive her. We said Theravadan, you know, the guest house. So anyway, then there were, because that time the Russia and India didn't have good relationship. So so she's not spy, but the way she act like spy, you know. So, yeah. Then in the train, we were traveling in the train with the 6 Indian spies, you know, in the same compartment from Calcutta to Delhi, and then they wait, you know, outside the hotel, cars, motorcycles. So wherever we go, they come lined up like a bodyguard, you know. So anyway, then requested us to give ordination. So he said, didn't have time, but he said, asked Lati Rinpoche to do. So at Tushita, that time our root guru, he said, he lived there 7 years, but he moved down, so it became very kind of like a haunted house or something. So then ordination was given there. So then we were waiting daily, and then Lama suddenly thought, so anyway, it became difficult to come to Sri Lanka. So then Lama taught to go back to go to Nepal. Lama taught. So how? So the coming back to Nepal was a complete Lama's Lama's what he taught. So. So there was a bird ear. Bird ear is the special ear to make pilgrimage in Nepal. So the people come from all over, very far, you know, remote areas, from all over they come to make pilgrimage in Kathmandu. So we arrived there. So I think that year or next year, we were staying in Chinilama. I think it's a Chinese, but he was sent by, since the story I saw is sent by Tibetan government to take care of the stupa, Bowser stupa, because such strong connection, the stupa, by having built the stupa, and the four sons who complete the stupa. The mother passed away when she built the stupa, half. And after the vows, I think, after the vows. mother passed away, then the four sons complete the stupa, and they made prayer. They first one made prayer to be Dharma king in Tibet, to become Dharma king, to spread Dharma in Tibet, in Snowland, Tibet, to become Dharma king. And next one heard that, and the next brother made prayer to be minister to help the king. And the next one made prayer to become the abbot, to pass the lineage of the vows. And the next one made prayer, when there's obstacles to spread Dharma in Tibet, the king, then may I become powerful yogi to pacify the obstacles. So what happened? So they all happened the next life, exactly whatever they made prayer. So then they were building the first monastery in Samye, first monastery in that part of Tibet, in Samye, then daytime people build, nighttime spirits they tear down. So it happened many times. So then I think the one minister or the king, Tisung Genzen, the king of Tisung, thought to invite this powerful yogi from India. So that's Padmasambhava. Padmasambhava went in Tibet and then manifested into this deity. I don't know the name. So then subdued all this, hooked all those spirits, and three ran away to the Kama of Tibet. And then subdued them and gave, Padmasambhava gave them pledge, vow, pledge, so that they don't harm and they become protector to protect the Dharma, So that's not only this place, but Padmasambhava went all over Tibet, many important places, many important places of Tibet, and all the spirits who are harming the impossible Tibet. So they all become protectors like that. So Dema Junyi and so forth, many, the Himalayan region, there are many protectors there, that's how it began. So because of that, Buddhism in Tibet was able to preserve for so many years. And then you see the government and the population, everybody, what their main goal is, to just preserve the Dharma and spread the Dharma, preserve the Dharma. So they have so many bodhisattvas happened, so many enlightened things happened there. So because of that, then even though, after the mainland China took to Tibet, mainly the Easterners was able to come out of Tibet, and then many, not all the great lamas, but some learned ones, some great lamas were able to come from Tibet. So then able to establish monasteries and educate many thousand monks, and able to produce qualified teachers many qualified teachers every year from those monasteries and can go to teach different parts of the world, especially the West, even in the APM organization. You see, there's so many that can teach Dharma. So, like this, so that so many people, hundreds of thousands of people, different parts of the world, able to deliver Dharma. So, yeah, like that. So, then, including us, so kindness of Prema Sambhava, who, you know, purified the land, Tibet, and able to, establish Dharma, you know, in Tibet, last such a long time, you see. And also because of that stupa in Bauda, you see that. I haven't made a prayer to that, you see. So the... yeah, so then she saw this book, Lama Govinda's book. So then she came look for from Tomogeshi Rinpoche in India. So she came to the Gum Monastery. There's two Gum Monasteries, this new Gum Monastery, who was standing there. So anyway, the monk told maybe my friend, our friend or something, he thought, this monk called Dudubda, son of the dragon. he lived in South India, Gomang Devung Monastery, and now he's been living for many years in Russia, Kalmyk, I think. So I think the why the life has been this way, the teaching time to wasn't all that. So I think this, you know, that because of how all this started, you see. this bring Dharma in the West and all that, you know. let's say from Kapanma. So one thing is because I have met her. So this, so you can say, in one way, you can say that we can start from her. So anyway, so when we're staying, the Chinni Lama's son, house. So the in Bauda. So one day this Sherpa family came to see us. His name is Ang Nima. Many Sherpa is common to have Ang, start the name with Ang. Ang Nima. So he's very famous business selling statues, tangas. He's like a guru in Nepal, in Kathmandu, selling, you know, statue tangas, like guru. Guru of business. So he has about 20 students, you know, selling tangas and statues, including one of my relatives there. So anyway, so he came to see us because his he used to go to Laudo, the past, who was said to be my past life, was a lay. Not monk, lay. I was I think it's what people say is yogi to the practitioner, you know, sometimes give initiation teachings and just you know, live in the cave doing practice, you know. So doing so he received initiations from that Lao Tzu Lama. So that's why the reason why he came to see. So he gave me this great Rojong text, Rojong Chemo, the great Rojong text, Lamrim, you know, Lamrim, it's the Lamrim, but very elaborate in the Rojong part. So he gave me that. Then he offered to Lama Ishe the Hiruga Bodhi Mandala commentary composed by Thakpo, the Pabangas, I think, Rurugu, I think. So since from that time, Lama read the completion stage, even from that time, you know. We arrived from India to Nepal, I mean, maybe quite some time ago. So then, so I spent a few years reading this text, you know, the Lamrim text, you know, called Lojong, Great Lojong text, composed by Gachen Shigetsu. So in Nepal, and I want to go to Laudo building monastery, so I bring that and read. So I was... I was supposed to I was supposed to watch the workers, you know, what they were doing, what they're doing work whether they're doing, whether they're working or not, you see. I'm supposed to spend daytime watch, you know. But I spend most time in cave reading the text. only when I go pee-pee outside, because I see them talking, not working. But I don't say anything. Then the evening time, I pay money to their workers. So I feel very strange, because usually people come in the room to make offering, things like that. So then now, that time they have to count their days, the number of days work, and then, you know, check, then get the money. So I feel a little kind of strange. Then after that, I go to the kitchen. I go in the kitchen while my sister's making food. So I sit down, then, you know, how much money was spent? How much was spent? How much is left now? So I do every evening that. Because I didn't learn mathematics in the school, so didn't learn well. So I count from 10 rupees or something, you know. It's easy to count like that. So anyway, what was that? So I read this, I have read this quite a few years. So this, you know, before that, memorized text, you know, debate this, but not really, didn't receive Lamrim teachings, you know. Didn't start Lamrim. the debating subjects, memorized, or the, you know, but not Lamrim. So I received first time Lamrim teaching in India, Varanasi, from the Root Guru, the Liberation Palm in your hand, was my first Lamrim. So I had a lot of inspiration, you know, to teach Dharma. So then we were at Buddha Gaya, we were at Buddha Gaya to attend the comment on the Yamataka teachings from Mr. Ling Rinpoche, Shindalama, elder tutor. So then there was a Zen monk. I came from Scotland. So he led course 1 week. So then we went with Zina. Zina is you know, she normally she liked to see many lamas, or you know, ask questions or talk. So because of that, then we met other tradition, many of the lamas we have met, you know, have contact because of her. Then a lama give question to her, then she asked the other lama, so like that. So anyway, like Kalu Rinpoche, Chatra Sangtoche, Dejiling, then also Hisa Kamapa, and there's some other lama like that. So anyway, one day we went, one ashram, and the monk, a Japanese monk, Zen monk, led the meditation. So Lama was there, and Zina was there. So he led one hour meditation or something. So at the end, when the meditation finished, I thought, I didn't find differences between meditation and deep sleep. I didn't see the differences. You know, you stop all the thoughts. You know, when you're deep sleep, there's no thoughts to say. There's no thoughts. So I didn't see any difference between that, deep sleep and, you know, that meditation. So anyway, I'm just telling what I thought, that's all. So anyway, then she asked Lama, please lead a course, please do meditation course. Lama didn't accept. And she asked to at least two. I had inspiration to do. Then later she asked me. So then asked Lama. So Lama said, I'm not sure. And Lama said, I don't remember if you think beneficial or something, I'm sure. So I led 5 days course at Kapan Monastery. five discourse. So these people can, those time people will say, they were Buddha Gaya for different courses, Zen master or those. So people were dead and they came, to Nepal. So, what's that? there were two page people see subject meditation. So one or two lines on the perpetual member is when you say thing. For lower realm, there's a five lines. Five on the lower realm suffering, that's the most. That's it at Abhikarma, I think. So anyway, just something material for the teaching. So the fifth day, I think they spoke bodhicitta. These lamas must be lama issues kind of sort, discussing skeletons, you see. So so there was one English man so he took my clock. He didn't want to stop the teaching. He wanted me to continue the teaching. he closed the clock. And so anyway, then I came to eat food, dinner with the Lama, in the Lama's room. So then the Jina was there. That, I think that was the only course, that she was. The very first student, Jina. So she was completely astonished. She came. She brought the food, and she told Lama. I don't remember. I can't behave. I can't behave exactly how she did. So completely amazed. So Lama was very happy, and then so that's how it happened. The second course. A second call, Mentis calls the Kapan. So that's how it started. So it's actually from Kachin Yishikelson's teachings. Okay. So the Kapan course actually, so it started like that. Inspiration from his teachings, from Rojong Chimo, the great Tortons text. Up to seventh meditation course. Up to the seventh meditation course, people say, "Oh, how this course went so well, this so, wonderful, this and that." They were telling me, but in my heart, I don't think it's me. Up to the seventh course, in my heart it was Lama Ishe, completely Lama Ishe, not me. Up to the seventh course, and I think it's. I don't know what happened during that time, seventh course. So then that feeling is gone. After seventh course, from the beginning, whatever that people say, in my heart, Lama Ishe. So but then after that feeling was gone. So I don't know what, must be something happened to that. Okay. Yeah. So say, this is his teachings.